A new plan promising zero tolerance on domestic, sexual and gender-based violence will be published by the Minister for Justice today. The five-year strategy will involve four key pillars: protection, prevention, prosecution and policy coordination, and will see the establishment of a statutory agency to oversee its implementation and the doubling of sentences for domestic assault. A fund of €363 million is being allocated for the plan. Speaking on her way into Cabinet this morning, Minister Helen McEntee said the plan is a zero-tolerance approach.
Today is a really important day. It's a culmination of almost 2 years' work, not just across government, but working with the agencies. And most importantly, we have actually co-written it with the sector. So we have had a huge amount of consultation right the way throughout. The overall objective and the plan is zero tolerance. And I know that's ambitious, but what it means is a whole of society, a whole of government, a whole of society approach and change.
And the statutory agency that will look after all of this, what's the timeline around that? How soon is it going to be up and running?
So we have set a timeline of 18 months. That obviously involves, again, working with the sector, working with those who understand and know this space as to how we establish it in the best way possible. It means going through legislation, and obviously all of that takes time. The intention is that this will be up and running by the 1st of January 2024. That's not to say there isn't a huge amount of work going to happen in the interim. So we have an MOU signed between the Department of Children, the Department of Justice and TUSLA. So I will be working directly with TUSLA for the delivery of services and a huge amount of work that will happen prior to any agency being set up.
And a recent TUSLA review said we have 141 refuge spaces. The Istanbul Convention says per our population we should have closer to 500. When are we going to get closer to that number?
Well, quite simply, we don't have enough and we need to do a huge amount more in this space. The plan gives a commitment to double the numbers that we currently have, so that's going from 141 to 282, not including the development of safe houses and other types of accommodation. That is for the lifetime of this plan, which is 5 years, and the intention is that we will put in place better structures, better design, a quicker, more effective route to establishing refuges. And so for the next strategy, we will then be able to reach that target, hopefully in a much quicker and a more efficient way.
And just one question on NAV and ED. What do you think of Paul Reid's proceeding with plans to downgrade the ED despite the Minister's instructions to put those plans on hold?
Well, I think we have asked very simple questions over the last number of months, and that is around capacity, that is around concerns that other clinicians and hospitals have. I think any changes to any hospitals, you need to make sure that the plan is in place, that the resources are there, and obviously they're the questions that I'll continue to ask.
That is the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, speaking to our reporter, Aisling Maloney, on her way into Cabinet this morning, ending on NAV and hospital. But before that, speaking about the domestic, gender and sexual violence strategy that she is going to publish this afternoon. And to speak more about that, we're joined by Mary McDermott, CEO of Safe Ireland, which advises government and private sector on policy in this area and worked with the Department of Justice on this strategy. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Justin.
This is the third strategy we've had in this area now. What are the failings from the other two plans, the lessons that we need to learn so that we can make sure that those mistakes aren't repeated and that this one works?
Well, I suppose the context that we'd be speaking today from is really all the lessons of COVID in particular in the last 2 years. So we can see from that lesson in the last 2 years and the escalation of domestic violence, its national prioritisation and so on, that really we need to take this matter very seriously as a large scale social problem. It's not reducible to poor personal choice, which we often understand it as. And so I think that has really been grasped by government, by communities and certainly by the administration as well. So I think if we were, you know, a lot was done in the previous strategy, so there was good legislation, came through awareness campaigns, but we need even development across all four pillars of the Istanbul Convention, and I think this new strategy goes a good way to starting to achieve that, notwithstanding that we're actually into major structural changes around how domestic, sexual and gender-based violence is addressed in the country.
Those four pillars that you spoke of, they are protection, prevention, prosecution and policy coordination. And on that final pillar, policy coordination, the Minister is promising a new statutory agency to oversee this plan. But as she said there in the clip, that the target for the setting up of that agency is January 2024. Is that fast enough?
Yes, absolutely. I what I I suppose, safe from the point of view of Safe Ireland, and we're a national network of refuges and support services around the country, what we need more than anything else is consistent, coherent, centralised, strong governance, oversight, good planning and design, excellent resources and sustainability. And I think you cannot do that unless you set up the proper mechanisms within government
but
to support
can
that.
Can anything else happen? I mean, are we'll say, the refuge space is going to be made available before that agency is established?
Well, as I understand it, and I'm not party to the details of this, there's an understanding, an MOU between Thuisle and the Department of Justice to ensure that there's a sustainability of services over the year, and there will certainly, as of the publication of the strategy, as I understand it, work on the agency will begin. So all of that work is going to begin essentially today, I understand. So that I would like to stress that the establishment of the new agency is really a very powerful win for anybody who is concerned with this issue. It's very, very powerful, and we need it. Safe Ireland called from it from as early as April 2021 to have that location, a single location, at oversight at government level,
yes,
right down to a structure leading right down to local community delivery, so that there's a coherence and an integration.
Will that agency have the powers it needs to pull in all those government departments that are involved in this, the Department of Health, the Department of Education, the Department of Housing, Social Protection and so on? There's a lot of coordination required.
Yeah, well, there certainly is. As with many other social problems, the issue of a whole of government response, the challenges around siloed responses are pervasive. But this is why we think that a new agency with the proper, power, really, the proper power and reach. And that's why we're very glad that there will be political oversight at cabinet level, and that we're hoping that this will actually be the case. So you're absolutely right that there does need to be complete oversight of this.
All right. Well, we will see the plan in detail later this afternoon. But for now, Mary McDermott, CEO of Safe Ireland, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us today. It